My darling, I need you, and not just in a biblical sense. Good evening. I hope I didn't keep you too long. Oh, my poor day dweller. I'm sorry. I missed you. You smell like sunshine and very, very tired boats. Oh. I'm sorry. Although my desperate dying need for you could be of help to both of us. Well, I was wondering if you would... Well, I was going to say if you wouldn't mind me feeding off you. But being your blood bitch does sound rather exciting. You are an angel incarnate. Thank you, my darling. I apologize, but thou wouldst like to live deliciously. And your blood is most delicious. I'll try to make sure it doesn't hurt. Saying this because I'm very much obsessed with you. Your blood is so tasty. Especially tonight, I was struggling to stop. Probably shouldn't admit that to you, but there it is. Blood was a little bit sweeter tonight. Almost chemical. Hmm. Well, you are very addictive. Oh my good little human. Yeah, it's funny. I normally feel sleepy after feeding. And yet... I am not sure. I feel... twitchy. In fact, I need to stand. I know, you lay down. Just. Oh, good. I just all of a sudden feel strange. Like I could flit, or run, or do something besides sit still. Sorry, my darling, I don't... what's come over me? I just... Would you like me to hunt you some game? Rabbit? Wolf? I'm not sure, it'd be a pleasure. I was just... I'm not hungry. Of course, you, already had pasta. What's in your blood today? Energy drinks. What exactly are energy drinks? Oh, apparently self-explanatory. You only had one or two. I'm sure this will go away very quickly. You had 10. My darling, why did you have 10? How did you have 10? Oh. Well. Explains the shaking and the rising sensation that I might scratch myself out of my skin. Not bad exactly, just it's a lot. It's making me want to do things. Run. Fight, other things that make one's soul shake. Okay. Best not to panic. If I just sit back down onto the floor and steady myself, everything should, theoretically, be fine. And I have absolutely no evidence to back that up because I didn't even know what energy drinks were until 2 minutes ago. But I can't be the first vampire to have ingested them via their victim, so... Not that you're my victim, obviously, just, you know, giver, I'm not sure what the correct terminology is. Why do I feel like I'm about to do something very drastic whilst you appear entirely subdued? Perhaps it's time for you to lay off those. If they're making me crazy, it's even more worrying that you look like the most chilled out person I've ever seen in my life. Rising heat. Goose pimples on my skin. Desperate urge to exercise this energy. Oh, through any means necessary. But I will admit, I am leaning slightly towards fornication. Back up, please. Please, back up. No, I do very much want to pierce you with my fangs more and have you pierce different parts of my anatomy. But I am not sure how I'll behave once we get started. And once we get started, there might be no stopping, and you are made of something entirely different than what I'm made of. And you are fragile, and precious, and oh so breakable, and I am terrified. Oh, my darling, please stop trying to touch me. No, I will move away because you are a precious porcelain doll, and I am a monster. And we have to be factual about the fact that I am very much stronger than you and could cause breakage of the spine. Even though all I wish to do is exercise your soul with earth-shattering orgasms. However, being significantly older than you and in possession of powers, I feel it's my responsibility to at least try to stay calm.
The people who don't have energy drinks searing through their veins. Mm.
to be a mess after this. I'm partly sorry, I'm partly not. These clothes have to go. They all have to go.
No.